I'm gonna go 367.
Oops. Thought this was canceled.
No, it's only gonna be about 20 minutes. I will open the Senate Committee on Rules for February 12th. We're going to amend the order a little bit here today for consideration of bills. So I'm going to start off by opening a public hearing on SB 367. Can the committee staff give a brief report?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 367 would honor Thomas Paine, one of our founding fathers. Thomas Paine wrote the famous pamphlet Common Sense that ignited the colonies to declare independence from England. He was born on January 29th, so this bill would make January 29th of every year as Thomas Paine Day.
Okay. Senator Boquist, please proceed at your leisure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, I'm Brian Boquist, Senate District 12, here on behalf of Robert Walsh. As you all know, on Saturday, we're celebrating our 150th anniversary, and you notice I cannot pronounce that word, so I say 150th. You know, I can't do that word. As part of that effort and part of the effort to promote history in the state of Oregon, and as you know, most individuals will cite that, you know, those who fail to study history are doomed to repeat it. Having said that quote, I would bring to your attention several other items. There are several other quotes that we hear a lot. Government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil, and in its worst state, an intolerable one. Another quote we hear a lot, if there must be trouble, let it be in my day, that my child may have peace. And then the one that we almost all hear on a routine basis in this building, especially these days, is government is best which governs least. Those are all Thomas Paine quotes. However, having said that, Thomas Paine is actually known as the father of the American Revolution for a document he printed and distributed called Common Sense, something that we'd all like to see across the state of Oregon at times. For that reason, and with a little levity, Mr. Chair, as I point out, Thomas Paine's birthday is the 29th of January. We're simply trying to instill that into our shrines of Oregon to promote people to study history, recognize history, and maybe even have a little common sense, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that presentation, Senator. Any questions? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and I will open a work session on SB 367.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would move Senate Bill 367 on the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Atkinson has moved SB 367 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Are there any objections to the motion? Seeing none, motion passes. Senator Boquist, will you carry?
He likes it, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Okay. I will go on now, and I'm going to... I do not have anyone else signed up for our three ethics-related bills, but I'm going to open a hearing on all three bills, SB 30, SB 31, SB 32, solely for the purpose... Senator Metzger has a revised amendment he would just like to put before the committee, so I'll open a public hearing on those bills.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll just take a moment on this, and people can look at it later, but you each have a Dash 16 amendment. That is a revision of the one I passed out the other day that I worked with Gina Legislative Council on a little bit more. And there's three just major sections to this, and you can look at it. I do believe, Mr. Chair, that the discussion that we've heard here, that this kind of covers all of those things in this one amendment based on the testimony. So I'll just draw your attention to page 3 is one of the first applicable parts. And this is on the admission to events that we have talked about where food and beverage are consumed. It is a version, revised version of the Dash 2 amendment that you have seen. That's just, I think, is a little clearer than the Dash 2, but it's very similar to that, so you'll recognize that. And then the other operable change is on page 5. This is an important one. This is very similar to the Dash 1 amendment, and what it does is clarify legislative or administrative interest. Which is really the key at a lot of this stuff is, you know, is this stuff applicable? Do these people have, when you're talking about some of the interactions that we heard about with the city attorney from Portland, somebody wanted to get an engagement ring, and part of this was to define, does that person actually have a legislative interest, and is there some authority over that person? So that redefines that. And then the major one that then evolves from that, Mr. Chair, is on page 15, section 5. This deals then with the annual statement of economic interest. You know, we've been talking about the relative issue. We've been talking about the income issue and all the things that are relative to the annual statement of economic interest. And I think what this attempts to do, and I think it does it pretty well, is to look, rather than try to piecemeal each question, is to look at, is it applicable to a legislative or administrative interest? And so what this does in the bold there, it would revise the SEI form so that this statement is at the very top of the form, and so that the individual items in the form do not change, but they're applied, and you report only if they have a legislative or administrative interest that is distinct from the general public. So, for example, if you look at an income source over $1,000, it would be applicable to report only if it's an income source that is distinct from the general public. Otherwise, you don't report it. Same thing with relatives. You list a relative only because they have a distinct legislative or administrative interest, not just because they're a relative. So in some of the cases we've heard, no one would have one, then you wouldn't have to list any of them. But if your brother was a lobbyist or was somehow appearing before your assembly, you know, looking for tax credits or something, you would report them simply because of that, not because their relation. I think if we look at that, Mr. Chair, that addresses all these issues, because I think we do need to report things that clearly have a legislative interest. But otherwise, there's no public good served. And I think if we put this umbrella over all the questions, I think it answers the things that we heard in committee.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Metzger. Committee administrator, like, need to add anything or at this point?
I believe Senator Metzger did cover the highlights. There's some additional probably more minor descriptions that maybe I could add in with a summary for the next meeting.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
I appreciate that, Senator Metzger. I took a document, a one-page amendment, and I apparently, if you don't have it, it hasn't popped out yet. I don't. If we have a 20-page amendment to Senate Bill 30, I don't know why we don't have a one-pager. But if we could check on that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Because what I did is I took the gentleman that came all the way over from Enterprise had that one really tidy, this is what is ethics. I thought that could be a preamble. I thought it was just so simple, so wonderful, so clean, so easy to understand that it might be a good preamble an ethics law.
There actually is a portion of the statute that is a preamble in a sense. And I do think we could take a look at modifying that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what that amendment is supposed to do.
Okay. Just so that the committee members know, it's the intent of the chair to look at all the amendments and to, we'll have some downtime away from ethics for a little bit.
What will we do?
Second appointment.
We'll have another hearing next Monday or Tuesday, but I think we'll have some downtime after that in which we will be trying to put everything together. So I think that concludes that portion of that hearing. If Ron is here, we'll give him a few minutes.
Go to caucus.
We can still do a...
Thank you.
He was here.
He was here. If he doesn't come back soon.
Send our witness away.
Did I say that?
Well, that's okay. I will not open a public hearing today on SB. Actually, what I will do is, well, I can't do that. I will not open a hearing on SB 85. That's fine. We won't go to it.
Okay.
I will not open a hearing today on SB 85. Next Tuesday, SB 85 will be back on the agenda, plus additional public hearing on SB 30, 31, and 32, and all the amendments that have been introduced at that point. There may be another item on the agenda. I don't know for sure at this time. And with that, the committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
Request that they add in this taking out this...